Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Doesn't matter the reason why you start yoga. Maybe you want to have a stress release, or you want to have muscles, or you want to lose weight. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. Start, because then something else will take over. Then you will see some other benefits of it, which happens to me.
Welcome to PrestaHomes-podden. My name is Caroline Norbeli, and I produce this podcast because I want to spread knowledge about stress. I also want to know how to live and be happy, and I have a great interest in spirituality. This episode, I interviewed Maya Fiennes. Maya is a former pianist. Today, she is a yogi. And I have never met a person with such a lovely energy. Listen to Maya Fiennes. Welcome to PrestaHomes-podden, Maya. Tell us, who are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm Maya Fiennes. I live now at the moment in Los Angeles, but I was in London for many years. So that's the reason why I keep coming back to Europe and then also Sweden. I love Sweden. Mm-hmm. I have actually a lot of Swedish friends, and I'm drawn to coming back to Stockholm. And I love teaching the people here. We just had a very beautiful training yesterday for my new invention, which is called Kunda Dance. And there were lots of people training, and they will be teaching it now. So my idea is to spread this new technology and so that more people can get used to it and see the benefits of it.
So you were here at Yoga Mana yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, how nice. So yesterday there were only teachers coming to you, or
well,
was it?
This is designed for everybody. You don't have to be a yoga teacher to study this. It's a very quick, it's a simple way. It's only the training is 6 hours, but they receive like 4 hours of training on digital, like the manual, you have music to play with. It's all the videos of how to do and how to teach. It's only 49 minutes long. To be exactly 49, because this is dancing through the chakras, and each chakra is 7 minutes. So 7 chakras, 7 minutes, 49 minutes later, you have the whole system working completely. It's just a daily injection of energy, and you create lots of serotonin, which makes you happy and stress-free.
That sounds so nice. Now I want to come. I didn't really exactly know what you were doing at the dance. I have read about it, but when you tell me, it sounds so nice. I know that we have at least one thing in common. I saw on your Instagram that you are doing a Tibetanian exercise.
Yeah. Oh. Five Tibetans.
Yes.
Yes.
I do that every day.
Oh, it's amazing. That's the best warm-up, full warm-up for the whole body. It only takes 10 minutes, as you know, if you really do it fast. Once you know it, then you can do it very fast because it's 21 times on each position. There are five of them. And it's very interesting about Five Tibetans. When I was teaching in Beijing, they told me, you know, they're very much still restricted, and it's a very much police country. Everywhere you go, they have to check your passport. It's just like walking on the streets. I was so surprised. It's still like that. But when I went to the studio, they said, there are two things you do not mention. Don't mention Tibet and sex. And I said, okay. And then I was just about to teach five Tibetans, so I called them differently. Uh-huh. Now we're going to do five exercises.
Do you think it's the benefits of the five Tibetans?
Oh, it's amazing. It works on all the chakras. Uh-huh. It's really the quick fix for me. If you don't have time to do longer hour of yoga or anything else, the best way to exercise it, in a way, the body, because it stimulates all the glandular system. So all the glands are working and they get connected. That's when we have a hormonal balance. When we are unbalanced and we feel unhappy and we feel stressed because the hormones are not talking to each other, the glandular system, it's not activated. All the glands, like the reproductive system, the thymus gland, the thyroid, parathyroid, the kidneys, adrenals, then pituitary gland, pineal gland, all of this has to talk to each other. And that's what the Five Tibetans does.
It's my uncle who is more or less my mentor. He tells me, he didn't tell me why, but he said, like, do the five Tibetans.
It's true. Yeah.
So you are an author, a yogi, and a musician, right?
Yes. In fact, it started the other way around. I started as a musician first.
You did.
And then the yoga, and then I became author and all these kind of things. But music is my first love. Music I did since I was 5 years old. Piano. I'm a concert pianist, so I practice piano all my life. But now it's life takes over and different thing. If somebody told me when I was younger that I'm going to become a yogi, I would say, what are you talking about? I'm a musician. I will always be a musician, right? And now, look, life turns out different.
Fantastic. You have changed your name.
Yes, I have, actually, just recently, 10 days ago.
How come?
Well, I had a teacher training course for 200 hours for Kundalini Yoga in Nepal, like only 6 months ago. And one of the girls there who was the student, she was a numerologist and she was from Denmark, Sophia. And she kindly looked at my numbers and my name and what it corresponds to. And she said, you know, it's very stressful, your name. And I've been dealing with stress all my life. I teach it, but I'm stressed. So you teach what you need to learn. I get that line, you know. Exactly. You probably know yourself.
I was going to ask you that.
So that's what we are drawn to, teaching something, because we need to learn it. And we are struggling with it ourselves.
Exactly.
Most of the time, that's what happens when you see teachers teaching certain subjects. And I was one of them. And so I said, my God, everything sounds true, what you're saying. And my name, short, Maya. We all know Maya means illusion, and it holds a lot of responsibility. And I've been holding like the world's responsibility on my shoulders. And she said, it will be softer if you add something to your first name, so it has more of a ring and more of a flow, and the numbers can work out. So she gave me a list of 400 names, and I was like, oh, what works with Maya? How do I? And then that was Bella, so I became Maya Bella Pines.
Nice. But you were talking about were you stressed as when you were a pianist?
Yes. That's how I started yoga. I talk about it in my first book, Yoga for Real Life. That's exactly the reason why I started yoga, because I was getting very much more stressed. I was signed with a big company and everybody's, all the eyes and ears were on me. And I would do big concerts. Actually, in the Swedish Dag Hammarskjöld Hall in United Nations in New York, I remember that concert. I was so stressed about it. Everybody was going, was there. And when you're playing a recital on the piano, there is no orchestra, there is nothing else. Everybody can hear every note you're playing. And you get so stressed. In the night, I used to have dreams of stopping and not knowing how to carry on. I mean, that is the worst dream of every musician out there. If you're a performer and you suddenly block and you don't know how to carry on. I mean, that would be like the, oh. So, and somebody suggested yoga. And this was years ago. This is like 25 years ago, 30 years ago. And I was like, what is that? Not probably 20 years, actually. Huh. And then I was like, oh, well, it's yoga. It will help your breathing. It will help your posture. It will break. And then I improve my breath through the music, through the when I'm playing piano, because very often when you're playing some very important passages that are very difficult, you stop breathing. And so that helped me with breath. And then I was much more interested in yoga than in piano. Yeah. So I always say to people, doesn't matter the reason why you start yoga. Maybe you want to have a stress release, or you want to have muscles, or you want to lose weight. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. Start, because then something else will take over. Then you will see some other benefits of it, which happens to me.
Why do you think people are so stressed nowadays?
I tell you what, I really blame it on social media.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's so much stress. I can see it through my kids and all these young people now. They are constantly worried and what other people will say, constantly looking what other people are doing and comparing themselves with it. And it's just, oh my God, in our days it was so much easier. And even like going to, like you break up with a boyfriend and they can see what the other boyfriend is doing. And then it's terrible it's better not to know, right? Uh-huh. So I think definitely social media, it has its place. And it's good to have the progress. That's how we are going. We can't stop it.
Because you progress. Use it.
we all use it. And to be honest, I'm forced to it. It's not my choice, but somehow if you want to have business and if you want people to know about you, that's the problem.
What's your, you have this fantastic work with people through your dance, through your yoga and through your books. What's your core vision? What do you want how do you want to help them?
Yes. Well, I like to reach the bigger masses. And that's why I created this dance. It's a Kundalini dance. It's based on Kundalini, but then it's going through the chakras. But then I introduce a little bit of Qigong and Tai Chi to balance the intense energy of Kundalini. And it's fun. It's fun. We forget how to have fun these days. Everything becomes so serious and esoteric. And then yoga. And I'm all about simplifying, making it practical. I'm a very practical person. So I think like my position and my energy is going through decoding and editing all these, making it simplifying really all the scriptures and everything that yoga is about, but make it simple for real life. That's why I created that whole idea of yoga for real life, because I want to make it real and simple. And that's why the dance reaches so many people. I had in Mexico City 6,000 people and the big square, and they don't even understand the language. It doesn't matter.
How
because
nice.
The music speaks, the movement, and they just follow my movement. I uplift them, I energize them, and they all feel good, and they create serotonin. And that's the point. At the end, we want to be happy and we want to be less stressed.
Yeah, because sometimes yoga can be quite strict, so need that. It's too strict sometimes, I think. Yeah. It could be a bit scary, actually. When I came down here and it was not really in yoga mana, it wasn't as tidy as it used to be. I was like, oh, nice. It's like because you have had your show here yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's always so strict.
Yes, yes. Well, that's why, I mean, I even when I started yoga, I mean, everything was very strict and lots of rules. And I'm thinking, wait, yoga is all about freeing yourself. And then yet it's all these rules. And I don't like rules. So I try to make it light and simple. And I don't know, for some people, it might be too light and too simple and they might judge me. And I don't care. I'm bringing happiness to people. So.
That is fantastic. You are being such an inspiration to people. And I wonder who, what inspires you?
Yes. Do you know what? Every person inspires me. Every situation, every town I go, every nation, every country. I always look deeper into it. Wherever I travel, I constantly want to learn something from that country and from those people. So for me, every single person is a teacher.
So you travel a lot with your country.
I do.
How much are you traveling?
I actually talk about it in my new book, which is going to come soon. It's called The Bigger Picture. So I'm taking 7 different groups, like retreats and teacher trainings, and also my own experience and travel through the 7 different countries in the world who correspond to 7 different chakras. And then what challenges we had there and how we fixed it. So it's really a beautiful kind of way of travel book and kind of like Eat, Pray, Love, and really learning a lot through the stories of what happened.
Do you like LA?
Yes, I love LA, actually.
You do?
Yes.
It seems
again,
nice.
It's the weather, I have to say. I know it's banal and say, oh, you moved there for the weather. Well, actually, yes.
I would like to move to that kind of weather.
Because it's sunshine all the time.
Perhaps it's nice to visit Stockholm, but for
to
a
live,
few days.
Yes.
But to live, yes. As for the moment, I'm like, oh, I need to go abroad somehow.
Sunshine is so light. It's so important for us. The vitamin D, that how we create, and the happiness and the stress, all because of the light. It's definitely, I see difference between people in Los Angeles. Everybody's much more lighter and smiling because you have the light. You have the sunshine.
I can imagine. How many times have you been here in Sweden?
Oh, my God, a lot, actually. At least 5-6 times. And also Norway, I go quite a lot. This Scandinavia, I like it.
I don't know if the listeners know what Kundalini is, Kundalini Yoga. What is it?
Well, Kundalini, it's an energy that we are all born with, and not many people know about it, but it's dormant, it's sleeping, it's not awakened, it's in the base chakra, so it's the first chakra that we call it, near the anus, so that.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's where the coil, it's like a snake, if you like, sleeping snake. And it's ready to be awakened, because why we want to wake it up? So that we can feel 100% of our possibilities we have as human beings. We are only using 5% otherwise. So this is our energy. This is like a signature from God that we're all given. And what you do with it, it's your free choice. So you see, you might be awakened, you might not be, and all life goes without being your Kundalini awake, and then you really kind of wasted. You didn't really use 100% of that energy. And once you awake it and once you do these exercises, it's not easy. Very often it's intense and you have a lot of breathing and meditation and mantras and positions that are very unusual. I mean, it's really not yoga in a simple sense that we recognize yoga. It's not so much positions and stuff like that, like asanas in a certain sense, like in Hatha yoga and Vinyasa. This is more like movement, kriyas, we call that, positioning in a certain way together with a breath. And it's more like a technology, it's more like a science, and it's like a yoga therapy, really. It's not called, should be called something different than just yoga, because people expect yoga to see the positions and like we stretch and stuff. But this is not like that. This is more of the energy movement. So we are creating that energy and shifting it from the lower chakra, going all the way up to the chakra 7, which is the crown, reaching that vertical line so that we are becoming that one with the universe.
Mm-hmm. And that's another question I have. Many yogis are speaking about that we're like one with the universe. Yeah. Can you tell me about that?
Well, that's what yoga means. It's being one. Mm. Is that combination of yourself as a person and the universe. So when you combine that, when you are together, that link, it's that yoga. So that's the practice of yoga, when you become one with the universe. Mm. And that means when you your energy, when you're open, and it's almost like your crown chakra is your antenna, like your phone call to the universe. Yes. And so once you're open, but you need to work on your chakras and you need to work on your body. That's why we are doing asanas, to be able to then sit in meditation for a longer time. But your body needs to be strong for that. So that's why we are working body, mind, spirit. And then when you reach meditation, you open your crown and then you get that messages that the universe give us. And then life is easier. So then you have this trust and you have that oneness.
When you're down, when many things happen to you and life is more tough, I think that you can feel a bit closed. Yes. You don't get messages when you're so, you can't really see how to work it out. And you go to yoga or you go out running and you can change that shift.
Well, that's why we call upon the gurus. Guru means from darkness to light. Mm-hmm. So when you're in that dark space, how do you turn into light? That's where the guru, your own guru, your own messages, your own connection to the universe will help you to go into the light. Mm. But it's a practice. It's a daily practice. It's meditation. It's mantras. And so mantra, for me, it's the most important thing. It opens the door to meditation. It opens the door to the universe. So mantra, it's really
what kind of
the key.
Mantra do you use?
Oh, there are so many different mantras for different reason. So when I have private classes with people, or when I have this classes like workshops, we go through the chakras. In fact, today that we're going to do something like that, we estimate what chakra is not working, if it's blocked, and then how to fix it, and what mantra to give, and what position, what breath to give for that certain chakra to open. So we have different for different reasons. But they're very simple. In Kundalini Yoga, they're very simple and very short.
And if someone wants to know,
like you say, Satnam or Satanama or Ramadasa for healing. Satanama we do very often with moving the fingers. That's for hormonal balance and for, it's just absolutely beautiful. I give that a lot. Then for opening your voice, for speaking up the truth, because Satnam means truth. So it's really depending what you're working with. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru is connecting, direct connection to that wow, bliss, wonder, ecstasy of creation. Mm-hmm. When you call Wahe and then connecting to the Guru.
How do you practice it yourself? Are you doing it every day or?
Yeah, actually, I still do wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you do?
Do you know what? It's some kind of natural clock. I wake up without the clock, without putting my alarm on, because that's really not a nice way to wake up. But and I leave it. It's not a rule. If I wake up, I wake up. If I carry on sleeping, I carry on sleeping. It's not like you have to. But somehow my own clock inside me wakes me up and I do my 1,000 Kabbalah Bharati breaths
to
alkaline my body. And then I listen to Japji, or I recite the Japji, which is another thing that we do in Kundalini Yoga. Okay. Or I do sadhana, which is singing different chants for 1 hour. But it's mainly I do something of that. So it's always at about 4 o'clock, between 3 and 5. Because the meridian channels of the lungs and the large intestines open, and it's much easier to connect then. And the air is much more cleaner, meaning like there is not so much social media and things going on in the middle of the night. So people are mostly sleeping. So you have that direct connection much easier.
But when do you go to bed?
Well, you know, these days it's strange. I like to be in bed by 9:30. Mm. Yeah, yeah. It's maybe call it Los Angeles way. not Los Angeles, but Santa Monica where I live. Yeah. I mean, Venice, Malibu. Lots of people are really exercising. You see everybody exercising all the time. I mean, people don't wear clothes. They only wear yoga clothes all day long. So because of sunshine, and they wake up early and they go to bed early. It's kind of like a joke, but we do eat dinner at 6 o'clock. And it's so good for you because you don't have to go with a full stomach and go to bed. That's very bad. So
that's kind of Swedish.
Yeah,
also,
you also.
O'clock.
Oh, good. Mm. Oh, mm. I didn't know because Mediterranean way it's very bad. You go to dinner at 10 o'clock. By the time you go to bed, it's 1 o'clock. Oh, my God. That's how I grew up.
Interesting. I really need my sleep. So I have problems to where to fit in my meditation. I get up and the children get up. So I need to do it during the day, sort of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has to work out whatever works for their own situation and their life. Of course, when I was studying Kundalini Yoga, my kids were little. And I was managing to go and study, and they wake up in the morning to be fed, and then I do my meditation while they're feeding. I mean, it's just you find your ways in between. Yeah, of course, kids and everything, yeah.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
What do you think about God?
I'm not religious, but I believe that there is a creator, because who created us is just absolutely amazing, the creation of the body that we have, because our body has such an intelligence, and we take it for granted. We don't really know or believe in it, because our body can heal. Our body can do many things if we only connect it with the mind. So the head and the heart becomes together. And that's one of the things that also Five Tibetans does, connects the head and the heart. So especially when you go to Down Dog, that's where the heart is above the head. Mm. So that's what you need. So you need to think with your heart. So when you start doing that, then everything becomes much easier. And that's the trust and then surrender to that energy, to that universe, to God. People call it different ways, whatever you connect with, but there is definitely connection there. And once you feel the support and how everything flows, when you're not struggling, when you're not fighting against it, then when you go with it, it's so much pleasure. It's so much easier. Life, it becomes easier when you don't fight yourself.
Mm. I read that you know Deepak Chopra.
Yeah.
A great inspiration.
Yes.
How do you know him?
Somebody introduced us in London, and then we became such a good friends because we shared the same work. And actually that big event that I was talking about in Mexico City was with him. Mm-hmm. So I lifted up the people and then he put them into meditation, because those two work very well.
I always
say to people, if you want to meditate, do something physically first, like create that energy in your body. Do the mantra breathing, something like that, and then meditation is much easier.
Think of all the schools and children, and they would need that.
Oh, absolutely.
They would need that so much.
Absolutely. I have kids coming and doing the Kundalini. I have 95-year-old woman doing it. I couldn't believe. It's just really, there is no age that cannot do it.
You have a very strong energy. You can tell also when you see, when you watch your videos and stuff. Do you think you get it from your practice, or do you have that?
To be honest, I have that naturally.
Uh-huh.
So I do have that natural. I've been always energizing person, but yes, much more stronger and much more positive, and it became because of the practice, for absolutely sure. Yeah, and less time. You know, I used to get depressed. I used to get stressed. I used to be all of this. I was telling you, that's why I started yoga in my 20s when I was doing piano. I mean, I was so stressed.
It was a hard time. Yes. It was for me as well. That age is also so hard. At your Instagram, I read messages are everywhere if you are open to them.
Yes.
what do you mean?
Oh, my God. That? I see messages every day. It could be a bus passing past, and I will see some words. I know what it means. I get it. So it's almost like the universe sends you messages all the time. It gives you something that you need to see. But if you open, stop for a second, think about it. What do you mean? Right. And as I said, it sends you people, sends you messages, sends you situations and circumstances. And I see everything as a challenge or reward. Very often you have reward. You say, oh, thank you. Like the simple thing is like parking. Finding parking in Los Angeles is really not easy. And in London, all of these big cities. You guys have no problem here. There is no, you don't have many cars and you don't have traffic, but everywhere is traffic, so trying to park the car, and I always find the parking space, and I think, oh my God, thank you. I get that as a message, as a reward, you know.
Does your children practice yoga as well?
They do, but they have their own way. They don't want to follow me, mommy. No.
How did they start?
Well, when they were little, I mean, first of all, I play mantras in my car all the time. So they were, as kids, they were chanting, Waheguru, Waheguru, Waheguru. Oh my God, mommy, this tape is broken. No, it's not broken. Keep going the same way. So they repeat the same words. So they know all the mantras. They've heard it. They've heard me practicing. And then when I had classes, they would do the class. And I had a retreat in Mexico, so I invited them in Tulum. And then they did all the classes. So, you know, and then they choose different types of yoga. They don't do Kundalini with other people. I think they do more of a body yoga and vinyasa and stretch.
That's so
good. They choose their own way. Yeah.
Yeah. Does yoga help you to achieve your goal in business as well?
Right. Well, it does, because once you are more open and once more your brain works faster, because with moving this energy, and because sometimes it gets stuck if you have neck pain, if the energy is not going into the head, you have headaches. So obviously something is going on, the energy is not breaking through the brain, and the brain is very important to have the energy. That's why you have foggy brain and the stress and everything, because you're not reaching the pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus, the main glands, to actually give command to the whole body. So you have to reach the brain. So the energy has to go all the way up to the crown chakra. So once you do that, because of the practice, it then helps you. So you're much more charged. The brain has food, which is the energy we need. And you're much more clear. And then you have clarity in your thoughts. So then you can make good decisions in business.
That's wonderful. I'm thinking of going to class 4 o'clock, and I'm definitely going now. So you're coming back in March, I heard.
Yes. I'm
How
coming
wonderful.
Back in March. Yes, we're going to do another training. It was so successful, the training for Kunda Dance. And as I said, it takes 6 hours. So it's like we have a session in the half day, and then everybody gets the material. We studied. Everybody was teaching in front of me yesterday, immediately. And they were like, oh my God. And I was so surprised, because you guys speak English so well. And to teach something that you just learned in English was very fascinating. Unbelievable. People was all there doing it, and they loved it, and they were all energized. Some people were saying the energy was staying with me for days and days, that because they did it last time when I was here, and that's why they came to the training. And they said for days they were radiating and shining, and everybody was saying, why are you so happy? I said, I did Kunda Dance. And so
I want
that's
to
why
come.
We want to come back. Yeah,
I really definitely that yes. sounds amazing.
Yeah, we will announce it soon, where exactly and which date, but it's going to be in March, because I'm coming back in March for my training in London, and then as soon as I'm in London, it's easy for me to come to Sweden.
Thank you so much for coming to Prestationspodden. It has been lovely, and you inspire me to go.
Thank you.
And
thank
do yoga. You have a very easy and understandable way of talking about it. And yes. Thank you for
Easy
that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. I will do more episodes in English, so please join me. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Caroline Norbeli Coaching. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.